It's now time for our reality check. Honolulu Civil Beats Investigations Editor John Hill joins us this morning. Hi, John.
Hi.
You know, you tackled a child custody story. That is, like, so complex.
It is, yeah. And in this case, it involved a grandmother on the Big Island whose daughter died tragically in a car accident, and she tried to adopt her grandson, but the state said that she couldn't.
And so she ended up suing them.
She is suing them, and she's also been working in family court to try to get some results that way. It's an unusual case in many ways because, in general, the state of Hawaii tries to reunite children with relatives when they can't be with their parents anymore. There have been a number of cases, including ones that went to, for instance, the Hawaii Supreme Court, where the state argued to place children with relatives and was even overruled. But in this case, they took kind of the opposite position.
So tell us what happened.
So what happened was that the woman I wrote about today, Deb Goodwin, she lives in the Big Island, and her daughter, Sarah Thurber, suffered from bipolar disorder and had kind of a chaotic life and had a couple of children, including JJ, was her second child, and was unable to really take care of JJ because of her bipolar disorder and addictive behavior. And Deb, her mother, tried to do what she could to intervene and to take him in, but it was pretty chaotic there, I think. And then Sarah, the daughter, died in a car accident. And right after that happened, Deb Goodwin tried to adopt her grandson, but was at first to foster him through the foster system. And she went through the process you have to go through to be approved as having a home that's safe for a child. And she did do that. She says the state didn't tell her that she had been approved to foster him for almost a year and a half. And basically all along the way since then, that happened in 2016, all along the way since then, the state has argued that JJ, her grandson, should stay with this foster family of non-relatives rather than with her.
Now, is she able to see her grandson, though?
She has been able to see her grandson, although at one point the visits were limited to, I believe, once a month. Mm-hmm. I think that she now is able to see him more often, but there were a lot of restrictions on her time with him and that she objected to as well.
And so tell us then about the struggle that she's involved in with the courts, the family court system right now.
Yeah, well, there's a couple of actions in the family court. They're basically deciding who JJ will go with permanently, who will adopt JJ. And family court is very secretive, so I don't really know the details about what's going on there, but it's going on right now. And in the meantime, Deb Goodwin filed a civil lawsuit in circuit court, which is public, in which she argues that basically the state kind of abused its discretion and made a wrong decision here.
I mean, it is a tough case because, like you said, the kind of the whole system tends to be secretive when it comes to family issues. It's not like a civil case, or a criminal case where everything is public record.
That's true. And the state is constrained in what it can say about the case. They don't like to comment, or they feel that they can't comment on pending litigation. So I just got a general statement from the state. But in all the filings that I have seen, I have not seen anything where the state really made an argument for why this child should not be with his grandmother. So I don't know what their reasoning is about that. Maybe that's being played out in family court, and maybe they have reasons that I don't know about, but I haven't seen any. And Deb Goodwin, who I interviewed extensively, says she hasn't been given any.
So what's the next step? When is the next round in court?
Well, the family court actions are going to play out. I'm not sure when they're going to be resolved. In the meantime, there's this civil suit, and the next hearing in that is July 1st. But the state has already argued that the civil suit shouldn't even exist because the family court really has jurisdiction here. Ultimately, the family court has to decide based on a placement for the child based on the child's best interest. And that's the criteria they use, although there is there have been efforts by the state to make sure that if there's a chance that a child can be placed with a relative, that does happen.
And, you know, I know DHS has come under fire in the past for other cases, very complex issue. And I know it's tough for the social workers out there because they have such a large caseload to deal with, very hard to keep track of. And you're talking at, you know, about something so important, family bonds and keeping families together.
That's true. And what you say about the caseloads is very true. In fact, there was just some money was appropriated in a recent legislative session to hire more workers in the Big Island where there's a particular shortage, I think, around Hilo in East Hawaii. So that has been a problem. What Deb Goodwin's lawyer argues, Doug Chin, is that there should be more these cases should go to higher-ups in the department to make sure that they're making the right decisions because they do have such grave repercussions for the people involved.
All right. Well, thanks so much, John. Appreciate the story.
Thank you.
That was Civil Beat's investigations editor, John Hill, with today's reality check. To read the full story, visit civilbeat.org.